Hi, Joe. It's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Is it all a good time?
Yes.
Great. So I got everything in. It looks like everything's been cleared. So Pawnee Leasing is going to be calling you to verify you received the equipment. Sorry, verify we can pay for the vendor because you haven't received you they're needing all of our payment before shipment, correct?
The what?
They need their payment before shipment, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to be calling you to verify the payment. You can feel free to go over with them what day your billing cycle is. I can't control whether it's the 1st or the 15th, but you can verify that with them in interim rent. Feel free to do that. And then once the call is done, they'll release the payment to the vendor. I'll send you a copy of the wire. We wire the vendors. I also want to ask you a question. Do you have the ins do you want us to call your insurance broker to take care of that, or would you rather do that at a later date?
To take care of that, I've already got coverage on that.
Do you have a certificate?
I have all my don't know, whatever. I've got all my paperwork from the
Oh.
insurance company because I have coverage on all my equipment here.
Oh, no, that's not wrong. What I was saying is this. With the insurance, we actually have to get a separate insurance certificate added. We have to be covered against the equipment. It's pretty
Yeah,
straightforward.
well, whenever I did that from the beginning, I still carry the same thing.
No, I'm saying for this, like on your last transaction, you got an insurance certificate over to us to cover the equipment, correct?
And apparently I've been paying that ever since it's been paid off.
Well,
The same exact thing, and I'll have to call Jim and have him look at the who the payee is.
Okay, so what I can do is this, and Joe, is this your cell phone, by the way?
Yes.
Is your cell phone the same as the work number?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me make sure I get that because I might have had the wrong number. So, Chrome, what's your work number?
423-566-7055.
And cell is 423-912-4247. Okay. Yeah, and like I said, during the phone call with Pawnee, you can verify what your billing cycle is if they can adjust it, to the 15th and minimize your interim rent. Go for it. It's just something that's not in my control. But let me go over the insurance. So here's how it works. They give you up to 15 days to provide an insurance certificate. I understand that your equipment is, you're saying you have general property and liability coverage for the business. You already have all your insurance, correct?
Yes, but like I said, I haven't changed that since I did it in the first place, which you all would have been the payee on those.
Correct. So what actually needs to be done is, because this is a separate order, there needs to be another insurance certificate ordered. They require each, so if you have like 10 orders with us, each one I believe requires a different insurance certificate. The easiest way to solve this is to have your insurance broker just call us and we can get the insurance certificate set up. What I'm saying is I'm more than happy to do this and get an insurance. It's in Section 9 of the agreement. So if not, they charge you 1% of the equipment cost each month, and I don't want you to be charged any unnecessary fee. I don't want them to charge you, $70 a month. So what I'm saying is, do you want to give me your insurance broker's phone number, and I can have the gentleman who handles
I'll
our
give it.
insurance?
I'll call him and then have him call you.
Okay, let me give you the gentleman he should call. The person he should talk to is the person who was copied is Aziz in the funding department. He'll take care of all that. He's great at doing it. It will probably take him no more than like 10 minutes on the phone with him. I just
Okay.
offering it so you don't have to go back and forth and he kind of caught in the crossfire, if you get my drift.
What's his name and number?
His name's Aziz. I copied him on the email. He's the funder. He'll literally just send what's called an Accord certificate. It's
Will you spell
ACU.
his name?
Oh yeah, Azizi.
Azizi. Okay.
Yeah, he's cop and just it's pretty standard. I just say, hey, have him talk to him. He'll send an insurance certificate, and then you have 15 days to do that, or they'll charge you that fee. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have the funding department call you.
What's his number?
His number is, that's a good question. I don't have it on hand, but I can bring it up. Bear with me.
Every day something new.
No, it's nothing new. It's part of the agreement. I'm just trying to take care of it for you.
So I can call him and get this taken care of. It just makes me realize that I never changed my insurance from the time so I paid all this insurance on something that...
Yeah, they're charging insurance. Yeah, you don't have to do this. It's you can just literally, it shouldn't be, they shouldn't, I've never had an insurance company I work with who's charged a client to do this. It's just called an additional insured and lost pay.
Okay.
So we just got a new fence system. I just messaged him for the number. Bear with me. I'm going to get it taken care of. Just can you hold on for me for 1 second? All right. And it's joecampbell08@gmail.com. Is that your preferred email?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. He's in a different building than I am, so bear with me. I just got a new phone system, so I don't have it on hand. Can you bear with me, or do you want me to call you back with it?
Okay.
Give me 1 second. He should be messaging me within like the minute. And how long does delivery take on this equipment?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know that. That would be them.
Do you want me to find that out for you?
Yeah. Because I don't know when it is. I mean, I assume because it takes, after you all do your part, I know that Keller takes 2 days to process everything, and then they ship after that.
Okay.
And then because one of them. PCI, I know that's coming from California. Normally that takes about, a shipment from there usually takes about 7 business days.
Okay.
And then from the other one is, I think, Indiana or Illinois, and that shouldn't take as long because it should be only like 2 or 3 days.
Gotcha. You know what? He hasn't responded to me. He might be in a meeting. So I'm going to send this in, but I'm going to send you an email and call you with his phone number so I don't keep you on the line forever, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.